and purgatory and their intercession would be nothing. So therefore, I want to consecrate myself and lead those of you that feel a desire in your heart to Our Lady under her title of Mary Star of the Sea, specifically to place ourselves at the service of the souls in purgatory and for the emptying of purgatory. Now, this is how this 33-day consecration will go. We will begin tonight on the vigil of the Feast of Saint Joseph, and it will end 33 days later on Holy Saturday, the day that Jesus went down to empty purgatory, so quite appropriate. I will use excerpts each and every day from one of my favorite books, The Unpublished Manuscript of Purgatory. I will give a short reflection afterwards, and then we will pray the Saint Gertrude Prayer and invoking certain saints that dedicated themselves to the souls in purgatory. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, Blessed Mary of Providence, and Saint Joseph and others. At the end of the 33 days, we will use the Saint Maximilian Kolbe consecration formula. However, I have changed two lines to make it specific for the souls in purgatory. I will place both these prayers in the description. Now, as with any Marian consecration, there's no official formula, although 33 days has become the most common, so you can join whenever you would like. A few suggestions to make this more fruitful in your life is to each and every day of the consecration that we do, to watch the video. I will have a video each and every day, and to offer at least some small sacrifice to unite ourselves more fully with the souls in purgatory who themselves suffer very much. For instance, some fasting, not putting salt on your food, or any sacrifice or penance of your choosing. Two things to consider in consecrating yourself to Our Lady under the title Star of the Sea for the souls in purgatory is that it's a consecration focused on emptying purgatory. You will see this in the consecration prayer. We can also, because of that, ask Our Lady to give us any gift in regard to the souls in purgatory that she would like. It could be as simple as a greater love for the souls in purgatory, or anywhere to having greater discernment into what specific souls in purgatory need. We can leave that up to Our Lady. Now, for those that have not read the unpublished manuscript, this is an account of a nun who had a nun from her community who had died and was now in purgatory, giving her different experiences and teachings about purgatory. Listen to what she has to say. Next to the Mass, the way of the cross is the best prayer. Observe the strict silence well, because I often violated it. I suffer more than sister, because she was faithful to her vocation. Suffering, however, caused her to complain, as she was badly directed spiritually. I am not able to give a visible sign. God does not permit it. I am not worthy. Because I have annoyed you so much, God wants you to pray for me. You may also tell this to sister, to whom I was a great source of trouble, and also to Mother Superior, as I made her suffer much. Poor Reverend Mother, if only she would have some masses offered up for me. Say a few rosaries for me and make your meditations well. I never made any. Say your divine office well. I was much distracted during mine. Observe strict religious modesty everywhere, since I never kept my eyes from seeing what I should not have seen. Be obedient to Reverend Mother, who I annoyed so much. From this excerpt, what can we learn? The following. We need to do everything well. We need to cook well, clean well, do our job well, pray well, everything we need to do well. Those of us that have faith in Christ need to do things better than those that do not. We need to be a light to people. And you see the exact opposite in the church a lot. You see that many times those that are devout Catholics do things poorly. For instance, like in movies or in music or things like that, it's kind of almost embarrassing. We don't make ourselves look good. Sometimes I think we think, well, since I believe in Jesus, that means that I can do everything else mediocrely because I'm saved. And that's an inappropriate way to think. Rather, we should strive to do everything well, perfectly, and as a saint would. When you look at the real saints, the things that they did were incredible. Saint Maximilian Kolbe was an amazingly gifted saint in all that he did. He did things so well. How Jesus taught, how he lived was wonderful. Some of the saints and the books that they wrote are amazing books, even for a secular person to read. They are well written. Likewise, all the small things that we have to do in our life, we need to do well. After all, that's all we have. Otherwise, we may spend a lot of time in purgatory being purified of these defects. We do it for the glory of God, not for our own. Now pray with me the Saint Gertrude prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.